Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Government of India's Ministry of Cooperation Office of Central Registrar of Cooperative Societies invites applications for the appointment of 3 members statutory posts for the Cooperative Election Authority at pay level 13. Interested candidates must submit their applications within 21 days from the date of publication in Employment News. The crucial date of eligibility will be the last date of application submission. For detailed information regarding eligibility, terms and conditions, kindly visit Ministry of Cooperation website at www.cooperation.gov.in or the CRCS website at www.crcs.gov.in. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, is inviting applications for the engagement of consultants in the Plan and Policy Vertical Coordination Division on a contractual basis at its New Delhi office. Interested candidates can find the application form and detailed information on eligibility and terms and conditions on the EPFO website under miscellaneous recruitments. Completed application forms along with required documents must be submitted within a month from the date of this advertisement publication. For more details, kindly visit www.epfinda.gov.in. Purna Parajana Samshodhana Mandiram Adarsh Shodha Samsthan, recognized under the scheme of financial assistance to institutions as Adarsh Sanskrit Mahavidyalayas, invites applications from Indian nationals for the position of director, professor's grade. This unreserved position is at academic level 14. The deadline for receipt of applications is 2/8/2024. For detailed eligibility criteria, education qualification, and other terms and conditions, you may visit the website, that is www.apsm.co.in, or the Central Sanskrit University website, www.sanskrit.nic.in, under the Recruitment tab. Lady Shriram College for Women, affiliated to the University of Delhi, invites online applications from eligible candidates for the position of assistant professor. The posts are in the academic level 10. Applications must be submitted through the web link https://colrec.uod.ac.in by 9/8/2024. Vacancies are available in the departments of Hindi, Statistics, Economics, Philosophy and Sanskrit. Detailed information on qualifications, publications, experience and screening guidelines can be found on the University of Delhi's website, that is www.du.ac.in, and the college website, that is www.lsr.edu.in. The National Institute of Technology, Warangal, invites online applications from eligible Indian citizens for the position of Registrar, Executive Engineer, Electrical and Executive Engineer Civil on direct recruitment, deputation, including short-term contract basis. Detailed qualifications, experience, requirements and application procedures are available at https://nitw.ac.in/careers. The online application is open till 31/7/2024. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, invites applications from eligible candidates for the post of Welfare Officer on a deputation basis. Applications must be submitted within 45 days from the date of this advertisement. Interested candidates can find detailed eligibility criteria and the application performer and terms and conditions on the EPFO website, that is www.epfindia.gov.in, under the recruitments section. Ordnance Factory, Kamaria, a unit of Munitions India Limited and a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Defence, is inviting applications for the position of Tenure-Based DBW, Danger Building Worker, on a contract basis. The initial period of the contract is 1 year with the possibility of extension up to a maximum of 4 years. The basic pay for the position is 19,900 rupees plus DA. Candidates must be ex-apprentice of AOCP trade, NCTVT from ordnance factories, with certain qualifications and age criteria. Interested and eligible candidates can find complete details and the application procedure on the Munitions India Limited website under the Careers tab. The closing date for the receipt of applications is 15 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in Employment News. For further information, kindly refer to https://ddpdoo.gov.in. The Directorate of Enforcement, Government of India, invites applications for hiring legal consultants on a short-term contract basis for its various officers all over India. Details for eligibility conditions and other terms and conditions can be found on the Enforcement Directorate website. That is https://enforcementdirectorate.gov.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, is inviting applications to fill the position of Deputy Advisor, Irrigation, Flood Control and Water Management, on deputation or short-term contract basis in the Northeastern Council Secretariat, Shillong. The position is in the pay level 12. The last date of receipt of application has been extended to another 60 days. For more information and details on how to apply, kindly visit the NEC website. CADA authorities and head of the departments are requested to forward applications of eligible and willing candidates as soon as possible. The website is https://necouncil.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.